today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Love, L-U-V. Everybody, welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster. I want to wish you all a happy Friday and most importantly, a happy Valentine's Day. I'm going to be presenting you with four songs about love. As a Valentine to you, will you be our Valentine? On behalf of myself and Jim Linehan, I want to ask that question of you. Hope the answer is yes. Before we get to those love songs, I want to remind everybody that it is February. We are doing January new music starting next week, and your deadline for getting in your picks is February 17th. That's a Monday. So by the end of the day, Monday, we'd love to have your picks in. If you have not already sent them, we've got a healthy little batch already in the inbox. You can make a voice file, attach it, and send it to rock@suburbspod.com, or if you're so inclined, you can call the Suburban Party Line. The number is 612-440-1984. I also want to remind you to continue voting in our 80s album countdown. We're in the critics bracket. We'll soon be moving to the other brackets. There's fun for the whole family. Just go to suburbspod.com, click on the 1980s album madness little banner there, and you'll get all the information you need. And while you're there, why not make your plans for Suburbs Fest? It's coming up this summer up in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Plans are well underway for what should be 3 to 4 days of fun, frolic, and music. So get ready, and we'd love to see you there. All right, this will be pretty straightforward. I picked out four love songs, songs that I consider love songs, and I want to share them with you right now. The first one is a song that was recorded on March 21st, 1941 in New York City. It features the vocalist Billie Holiday with Eddie Haywood and his orchestra. It was released on the OK label, number 6134 in the year 1941. And it's called Let's Do It, Let's Fall in Love.
Chinks do it, jabs do it, up in Lapland, little labs do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. In Spain, the best upper sets do it. Lithuanians and let's do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. The Dutch in old Amsterdam do it. Not to mention the Finns. Folks in Siam do it. Think of Siamese twins, some Argentines without means do it. People say in Boston, even beans do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Thank you. just fall in love. Cold cake, card clams, gates they wish do it. Even lazy jellyfish do it. Let's do it.
All right, Billie Holiday right there. I love the enthusiasm behind that tune. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Why not? That's some of the excitement of Valentine's Day, right? Also want to note that two very noted players on that record that later went on to other success, one being the tenor saxophone player, the Prez, Lester Young, and on the drums, Kenny Clark, who went to play on many, many famous and groundbreaking records in the jazz idiom. So there's Billie Holiday. I've always had a thing about Billie Holiday and love that goes together. Just something about her voice, how it's so sensuous and evocative, mysterious, powerful. Speaking of all those things, we're going to jump forward to the year 1965 right now. This record was recorded on January 14th, so just a month before Valentine's Day. And it's kind of a song that destroyed many notions of what a traditional love song is and twisted it around in new and surprising ways and used wordplay to the maximum. Here it is right now.
My love, she speaks like silence without ideals of violence. She doesn't have to say she's faithful. Yet she's true like ice, like fire. People carry roses and make promises by the hours. My love, she laughs like the flowers. Valentines can't buy her. In the dime stores and bus stations, people talk of situations. Read books, repeat quotations, draw conclusions on the wall. Some speak of the future. My love, she speaks softly. She knows there's no success like failure, and that failure's no success at all. The cloak and dagger dangle. Madams light the candles in ceremonies of the horsemen. Even the pawn must hold a grudge. Statues made of matchsticks crumble into one another. My love winks, she does not bother. She knows too much to argue or to judge.
Yes, folks, that's Bob Dylan doing Love Minus Zero, No Limit. It was released on Bringing It All Back Home, his fifth album, March 22nd, 1965. The song reflects, to me anyway, a calm that the narrator finds in love with his love getting away from the chaos of the outside world. Also love in this song the line, Valentine's can't buy her. And a lot of the dichotomy, a lot of the unusualness in the wordplay is something that makes it very evocative. She speaks like silence. Those things are what makes it a great Dylan song. Now, I'll also tell you, I remember years and years ago, probably sometime in the 1980s, mid-1980s, I was out on Valentine's Day doing some record shopping. I was going up to Joe's Record Paradise. And at the time where I lived in Virginia, it was tricky to get the alternative rock station WHFS because its signal was not so strong over in Virginia. However, when you crossed the river and you went over into Maryland, it was much easier to pick it up. And I remember I always wanted to listen to it whenever I could. Sometimes at night you could get it at home in Virginia, but during the day it was hard with all the other signals out there. But I happened to be, as I said, driving in Maryland that day and was turned on WHFS. And all they were doing was playing love songs. I mean, they had to like rearrange their entire format for one day. And that kind of blew my mind. Like at the time, I was like, how can a radio station just do that, right? They don't have to do their regular playlist. Of course, WHFS didn't really have a playlist, and that was the cool thing about it. But I do remember the DJ that day, a guy named Weasel. If you ever heard him, you'll know why he was called that. Played this song, Love Minus Zero, No Limit. So that was kind of cool. All right, here's the third song I have for you. It's on the Flying Nun label, which may surprise nobody that I love it. And also, I like this song a lot, not only because I think it's beautiful, because if you listen to the lyrics, you kind of get the feeling, and of course we know this, because the person who's singing it, Chris Knox, was not a person who did things in a very traditional way musically. Throughout his whole life, he did things just the way Chris Knox were going to do them, not anybody else. And yet here, he's writing kind of a traditional love song, and he, you know, mentions at one point, this may be the only one he ever writes. I love that. So in doing something kind of traditional, writing sort of a traditional love song, he's actually breaking with his own tradition of not doing things the way other people do it. So it's kind of cool in that way, too. This song was released on an album called Seizure, Flying Nun number 125 in the year 1989. Here's Chris Knox doing Not Given Lightly.
It's morning, time to wake now. Your body and mind entwined, will have to break now. But I want your flesh, your warmth to stay beside me. Oh, how I wish you could be deep inside me. Show me your eyes, your love most tender feelings, and I'll give you mine. Be truthful in revealing, 'cause it's you that I love, and it's true that I love. It's love not given lightly, but I knew this was love, and it's you that I love, and it's more than what it might be. When we're alone, I cannot always face you. Maybe my mood won't let these arms embrace you. But that doesn't mean my love somehow diminished. Give me the time to show our love's unfinished. 'Cause it's you that I love, and it's true that I love, and it's love not given lightly. But I knew this was a love, and it's you that I love, and it's more than what it might be. I need your body, your mind, and your emotions. Shed me your tears till I drown in your oceans. 'Cause it's you that I love, and it's true that I love. It's love not given lightly, but I knew this was a love.
Beautiful song. Love the lyrics on that one, too. Right up there with some of that Dylan wordplay. Just fantastic stuff. And I think with Chris Knox, of course, who was half of the Tall Dwarfs, the Beatles, the root of the Beatles, is always down there somewhere if you dig hard enough. Underneath all the other things that are going on, you'll often find the roots of the Beatles, and you can kind of hear it in this song as well. All right, finally, we're going to go all the way up to 2016. And a record that was released by Frank Ocean. The album was called Blonde. It came out in 2016, as I said. And this, I think, is an interesting song to put in here because it's showing a little bit of the other side of love, which is sometimes you lose love. And themes like nostalgia and regret and reflection and The line in this song that just gets me every time is, I thought that I was dreaming when you said you loved me. And sometimes love can be like that. Sometimes love can be a little painful. Yet the purity of it, the time when you're in it, evokes incredible emotion. And I think this song captures that really well. The song is called Ivy, and it is a reflection and a reminiscence in many ways, but just an amazing track, very evocative. And I think on Valentine's Day, it's appropriate to have a balance. So here's another kind of love song by Frank Ocean.
I thought that I was dreaming when you said you loved me. The start of nothing, I had no chance to prepare. I couldn't see you coming. The start of nothing, ooh, I could hit you now. It's quite alright to hit me now. When we both know that deep down, the feeling still deep down is good. If I could see the walls, I could see you faking. If you could see my thoughts, you would see your faces. Safe in my rental, like an army truck back then. We didn't give a fuck back then. I ain't a kid no more. We'll never be those kids again. We drive the seats, had the X6 back then. Back then, no matter what I did, my waves wouldn't dip back then. Everything sucked back then. We were friends. I thought that I was dreaming when you said you loved me. The start of nothing, I had no chance to prepare. I couldn't see you coming. The start of nothing, ooh, I could hate you now. It's quite alright to hate me now. But we both know that deep down, the feeling still deep down is good.
All right, that was Frank Ocean from Blonde, 2016. So we had love songs from Billie Holiday, 1941, Bob Dylan, 1965, Chris Knox, 1989, and Frank Ocean, 2016. But we're not going to end on the note of Frank Ocean's reflection and regret and reminiscence about pure love. No, we've got something special for you. I'm not going to say too much more about it, if anything. To everybody out there, have a wonderful Valentine's Day.
Dave from Kenosha, good morning. It's Wendy from Grand Rapids. As you're getting those steps in on this chilly Valentine's Day, don't forget how much I love you. And, well, here's a love song just for you. P.S. I ate one of your Valentine treats. I couldn't help myself, but I'll get you another one, promise. Love you.
Oh,
3 to 4 days of fun, frolic, and music.